Why do you say the year of the acting? What does that mean?
Well, in simple terms, it means that we've got an awful lot of people in both political and career civilian slots that are in acting roles right now. And the chances at this point going forward of getting new appointees that require Senate confirmation confirmed are slim, in some cases none. I mean, there's been a tremendous challenge of getting people confirmed for the last couple of years. The president made four recess appointments late last night or early today. And I just think that there's pretty clear we've got actually across government, if you look at the data, there's actually over 3,000 people in acting positions. That's a misleadingly high number because a lot of them are career folks who are maybe dual-hatted and so forth. But there's just an awful lot of folks in significant roles that are acting, and I think getting them out of acting capacity, either getting the permanent office holder confirmed or getting the individual who's acting confirmed is going to be increasingly difficult.
You anticipated my next question. I do want to mention the recess appointments that you talked about. Richard Cordray will be director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and Sharon Block, Terrence Flynn, and Richard Griffin, all recess appointments to become members of the National Labor Relations Board, are the recess appointments that I imagine you're talking about. And my next question was going to be, is the attrition level that we're dealing with now higher than other election years or other non-election years, for that matter?
I don't know that the attrition level is higher. I think what's higher is the number of people or number of positions that have not yet gotten filled. Maybe they've been sitting vacant for a period of time. Some of them, I don't think the administration's even going to make a big push to fill because they have people in it who were deputies are now acting as in the principal role, and we're already Senate confirmed, or maybe not don't really need that final affirmation, if you will, to do their jobs effectively. So I don't know that that we've seen any more attrition than we've seen any other administration. I think the challenge is now is it's been growing and growing for the last several years of just getting people confirmed. And I'll give you one small example. I'm on the board of a federal agency, supposed to have 15 board members. We're down to 6. And we have a slate of 7 people who've been sitting up in the Senate for 7 years, for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a small example, I grant you, but it's incredibly difficult to get even relatively minor positions confirmed.
Is that preventing any agencies from getting work done? Is it making the process longer? Is it making it more difficult for example, agents or companies like your members to do business with the agencies?
It can. And again, it's not just senior politicals. It can be senior career folks who are acting in slots and while you're waiting. For instance, there are 2 of the 3 senior officials at DOD, in the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force, each have a position that's overseeing all of their acquisition of services. It's called a services acquisition management position. It's a senior SES-level position. 2 of the 3 are in acting capacity now. Now, they're career jobs, but it clearly affects their ability to move forward like it does with a senior political where you're a deputy and you're acting. You don't quite have necessarily the imprimatur of having been confirmed. You may or may not have the influence in the thought leadership circles that you need. So it does make it difficult. Agencies have a remarkable way of continuing to charge forward. But when there are acting leaders in components or agency-wide or in senior policy positions, it clearly has an effect on their ability to move tough initiatives forward. An administration, whatever administration, may have launched an initiative that requires some real change and change management. It gets tougher if you're not confirmed. You don't have that, as I said, imprimatur. So it can be challenging. It really depends on the person, the kind of how long they've been there, whether they came from another agency or what have you. But it can be very challenging.
You have very eloquently, I think, crystallized the on-the-record versus off-the-record comments that I usually get about that issue, where most of the time folks on the record say, well, it has a little bit of impact, but we're able to get the day-to-day job done. And off-the-record, people normally say nothing big gets done when we have an acting in charge, because as competent and capable as they may be, and they generally are, they just don't have the juice to really push something big.
I think that that's not always the case, but it does happen, and it happens fairly often. So there are some individuals who are able to be very effective as an acting, and others, not because they're not really good at what they do, but just because of the nature of the position and the dynamics around it, really can't be that effective. And so it's a mixed bag, but clearly, as I said, it does have an impact. I think you're right.
So as you call this the year of the acting, are you thinking that we will not see much filling in for the spaces that are already open? Will we see a lot more? Or what do you think we'll see over the next 12 months?
Well, as has been the case in most previous administrations, the administration did ask the political appointees, the senior folks, to, if they were going to leave relatively early or by mid-2011. Most of them who were going to leave did. Some have left since. There will be more who leave. I mean, if you're not sure whether you're going to stay for a second term and a great opportunity comes along, you may leave early. That happens all the time. I just think the bottom line is we have a large number of actings. It's been increasingly difficult, probably more difficult the last several years to confirm folks to positions than I've ever seen it. And that just exacerbates a natural cycle of people exiting it towards the end of a term, whether they think there's going to be a second term or not. And I think getting anybody through the process and confirmed is going to be exceedingly difficult, even in relatively apparently innocuous positions. I mean, it's just getting that tough. It can take months just to get your paperwork up to the Hill and get through the process, let alone get through committees and all that kind of thing. And the legislative schedule is pretty tight. And I think it's going to be, you're not going to see a lot of significant confirmations, although I think the administration, as is the correct thing to do, will make a push to try to get certain people confirmed, but they may or may not be successful.
In my spare time, I'm an amateur political observer and had a conversation with a veteran of your former agency, the Defense Department, over the holiday break in anticipation of this conversation. And this person said, you know, if the president's reelected but the Senate flips the way some people expect it to, this problem is going to get 100 times worse. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And that's not an argument. I'm not making a case for people to vote one way or the other.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong. But absolutely, when you have a president of one party and a Senate of the other, it just makes confirmations, particularly in this environment. This has gotten worse and worse over the last 3 to 5 years. It's not just with the change of administrations. I mean, this has been building for a while. It's got to get worse. And I think that's a concern a lot of folks have, is as to how do you move forward in the second term if there is a second term.